USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi held talks with officials in Singapore on Monday at the start of her Asian tour as questions swirled over a possible trip to Taiwan that has fueled tensions with Beijing. In fact, China is threatening war with the United States over her trip if she visits Taiwan. The White House physician reported President Biden tested positive again for COVID-19 late Saturday morning. He's showing no symptoms. America lost one of our favorite basketball players. Bill Russell died Sunday in Mercer Island, Washington. That's a suburb of Seattle.
To become proficient in something, or to become very good at it, no one knows how much work it takes, how much talent it takes, how much dedication it takes to get to this place. And it's like watching a duck cross the pond. Yeah. You know, smooth on top, peppermint.
Like underneath.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Let's get an update on the flooding devastation in eastern Kentucky.
The death toll from flash floods triggered by torrential rain in eastern Kentucky earlier this week has climbed to 25, according to Governor Andy Beshear. Mr. Beshear said on Facebook Saturday that the state was still in the search and rescue phase and that the number of fatalities was likely to increase. Governor Beshear added,
"Oh, we love you, and we're going to be there for you, not just today and tomorrow. We're going to be there for you next year. We'll move heaven and earth to try to repair the damage, to repair your lives, to rebuild. And we know you love where you live, and we're going to be right there with you."
In the Gulf Coast Newsroom of USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
A ship carrying grain left the Ukrainian port of Odessa for foreign markets on Monday under a safe passage agreement. It's the first export of grain since the Russian invasion blocked shipping through the Black Sea 5 months ago. The deal was brokered by Turkey and key members of the United Nations. USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, "Oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save."
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Representative Pete Sessions, a Republican from Texas on Newsmax, is perturbed the FBI is showing preferential treatment while spending forever investigating the Biden laptop.
It could be political interference. The Department of Justice and the FBI choose to be able to take the perspective of their discretion. But they need to remember that oversight is what members of Congress intend to do. And as we ask questions, we're attempting to weave together what will turn out to be an investigation next year. We're giving the FBI, we're giving the administration an opportunity to properly, carefully, lawfully proceed under the law. And when they refuse to give signals that they do understand that, then next year we will have an opportunity to ask them questions. It diminishes the view that the American people have of the confidence in these organizations.
Shocking video from a traffic camera allegedly shows a New Jersey city councilwoman smashing into a bicyclist while speeding through an intersection. Democrat Jersey City Councilwoman Amy DeGeis never slowed down after the hit and run in broad daylight. Calls for her resignation are being ignored. The councilwoman claimed she hit her head during the crash and went to a police station several hours later to report the incident after being involved with that hit and run. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.